when I signed in 05, I didn't think I'd make it till 36. And that would have been, I signed in 05, so a few more years after that, I thought that would have been me done. But to be, you know, 12 years going into next summer. So I've done my time and, you know, I'd like to think that I've put the performances to be awarded one and, you know, be awarding a benefit at, not my home club, but is my home club. Class it as home now and forevermore, hopefully. But yeah, no, it's a great honour. All the people that have had benefits through the time, you know, to be amongst them, I'm really happy and honoured.
You know, chat with a couple of members this week, and not talking necessarily about the benefit, but talking about your contribution to the side over the last few years. One of them said, hand on heart, when Darren Stevens arrived, we were shrugging and saying,
Why?
Yeah. But I'm obviously, now, you're part of the furniture here, yeah. and very much more than that, an inspiring figure to many. I mean, what's that been like, that progression over the years?
Pleasing, because when I got released from Leicester, obviously it was dark times, and, you know, being Leicester is my home club, and being brought up there through the youth stages, and, you know, being released from there was really hard to take, and I was fortunate when I did get released, I had quite a few clubs come in for me. That was pleasing and, you know, nice to know that other clubs wanted you. But I had to figure out where I wanted to play my cricket and progress and help, you know, the side progress. I had my meetings and I came down and met David Fulton and Simon Willis. And it just felt right, you know, it was away from home, away from the Midlands. And I felt like I could have a fresh start and I felt like I had so much more to give. Still had ambitions to play for my country. I wanted to win trophies. So, I felt like this was the place to come. And, you know, fortunately, we've won a trophy and we've gone into the first division but went back down. But, you know, I'd say we've won two trophies and we've had chances to win other trophies. That's pleasing. I suppose the other thing would be, you know, never playing for your country. There'd be a bit disappointed, but, you know, that's out of my hands.
And people scratching their heads around the counties. Now, I have to say, when we go around the counties and you talk to people about Kent cricket, they say, oh, Darren Stevens in the side, he always scores right against us. He always takes wickets against us. And I said, it's not just you, but you have that reputation. And I think generally that supporters around the country just love watching you as long as they're not playing against their side.
Yeah, look, that's pleasing to know for me, obviously not for them, but it's nice to know that you've, I suppose, sealed a bit of a stamp of approval on the game, the English game in all formats, really. So yeah, no, it's really pleasing to know.
And people obviously are saying, as you get towards your 40th year or in your 40th year now, are saying, well, how long could Darren Stevens go on? How will they ever replace him? When and if it is? But, I mean, you're feeling good in yourself at the moment. You said you're actually feeling better than last year.
Yeah. No, I feel, you know, physically fine. I'll probably have to up my fitness through the winter because, you know, I've found every year that I've gone on, I've had to start a little bit earlier to actually keep up with these young pups. And I'll probably never keep up with them, but as long as I can hold my own. That would be the thing, really, is, you know, I'm still loving it. I still love competing, challenging myself. I love scoring runs when I do. and I love taking wickets. So, the big thing is I love playing all forms. So as long as, these legs and my mind holds up, then, I'll try and play for as long as I can.
And obviously people will think about you talking about the trophies that you won and there's a world record run chase here, wasn't there, against Sussex in the 40 overs, the T20 finally hitting the winning runs. Yeah. Was that the biggest moment for you so far in your career?
I'd say so, yeah. I got asked that question the other day and, you know, looking back at it, you know, I won the 2020 with Leicester back in 04, and I'd say that was, you know, a great achievement, but actually getting us over the line was, I suppose, you know, a real special moment and special year. So yeah, that would be my moment that stands out. There's been a couple of scores, like the 200 against Lancs, chasing down a big score, the 144 balls against Sussex, you know, that'll always stand out as well. So, you know, there's a few in the Semfer against Surrey, 10 wickets in that game, just little things like that that stand out. But I'd say that the biggest, proudest moment would be the 2020 finals day.
Like you say, little things like that. When you're talking about 10 wickets in a match, world records.
Well, you look at the the honours board, and you know they are very little compared to, you know, back in the day with Dedley and all these boys. So, but pleasing to be on both boards, 10s and 200s.